This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tomorrow is one of the most anticipated days on the Hollywood calendar. Oscar nominations come out at the crack of dawn, L.A. time. But that also means that today is a day a lot of people in the movie business aren't so fond of. The day we found out the contenders for the year's worst in film, the not-so-coveted Golden Raspberry Awards, or Razzies. The 35th Annual Razzie Awards will be held on Oscars Eve. That is February the 21st. John Wilson is the guy who started it all. Hi, John.
Hello.
Give me the origin story. 35 years ago, you decided to do these things because why?
Well, in 1980, I actually saw 250 films because of the job that I had.
You wrote scripts for film trailers, or you wrote copy for film trailers.
Yes. And when you see that many, you begin to realize, you know what, the odds don't favor the good stuff. And without even doing any research, I could come up with a dozen nominees if there were an award for the worst achievements in film. The very first ceremony we did was part of an Oscar party. I made a cardboard podium, put a foam ball on a broomstick, and it was just very silly. We are still very silly, but now the whole world seems to be listening, and the direct just keeps coming.
And more power to you. How does it work? How do you get nominated for a Razzie, and then how are the winners decided upon?
Well, we look at what's called the tomato meter at Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes, yeah.
And if it gets below a 50 positive, we'll think about it. We actually have at least one nominee this year that literally has a zero at Rotten Tomatoes.
You're going for the worst of the worst.
It's called Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas.
Wow.
Do you ever feel like Christmas has been hijacked?
The slogan for which was, let's put Christ back in Christmas.
I confess that I did. I saw one of the nominees on an airplane not too long ago, the Transformers 4.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a truck at all.
Oh, my Lord.
I think we just found a Transformer.
It was so bad.
The way you can tell a Razzie nominee is you're watching it on a plane and you still think about walking out.
Is this whole thing a business for you? Is there a profit margin here for you? Or is this sort of out of the goodness of your heart?
People often misunderstand and think that I've gotten rich off this, which no, I have not. Or they think it's coming from a place of anger and hatred. And actually, it's not. It's coming from a place of silliness. The phrase that I like to use is, we don't consider ourselves a slap in the face. We're a banana peel on the floor. Most of these people got paid millions and millions of dollars, and they've still got those millions and millions of dollars. And when you got paid that and you gave us Transformers Age of Extinction, I kind of think you don't have a lot of room to go, well, you're just being mean. You know what? You made that movie.
Now, I mean, there are some, you know, you get mixed reactions, I guess you could say, in Hollywood about these.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the quote from Michael Caine, which I love, is that you guys are the pustule on the butt of Hollywood. Sylvester Stallone, who's been nominated 30 times, hates you guys.
Uh-huh.
There are people who actually show up to accept their Razzies.
Yes, Sandra Bullock.
Please welcome to our stage, Academy Award nominated and Razzie Award winning, Sandra Bullock.
She was up for both awards the same year. She was nominated for ours for a horrible little thing called All About Steve. And she was up for the Oscar for, I think it was called Blindside.
Yeah, for which she won. I mean, you know.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And the coolest thing about it was actually not the night she was at our show. It was that walking up the red carpet at the Oscars the next night. Every single crew mentioned the Razzies and said, that's real, that you had the nerve to do that.
And, they'll sit side by side in a nice little shelf somewhere. The Razzie maybe on a different shelf lower. Yes.
She was very funny and very cute and very endearing.
Over 35 years, you have seen, I can't even tell you how many movies, most of them terrible.
I can't even tell you.
What have you learned? What's your takeaway?
I think the movies that really work are movies that mean something to the people who made them. I think it's almost impossible to make a good movie if all you're looking at is the box office. Generally speaking, if you're making the movie to make money, you're probably not making a good movie.
John Wilson is the creator of the Razzies. You can check the entire list of nominees on our website, their website. They've got a YouTube channel, all kinds of stuff. John, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. Would you like me to sign off with the traditional Razzie sound?
Or
have you got one already?
No, go ahead.
Yes. The name of our awards is taken from the fact that when you blow a raspberry, it sounds like this. And now someone will have to clean your mic.
That's great radio right there, man. That's just great radio. Thanks a lot, John. We'll see you.
Thank you so much.